FNC's Hilton, millions think election was rigged. Stolen and illegitimate, not going to move on unless you take their concerns seriously. By Jeff Poor on December 21, 2020. Sunday, Fox News Channel's Steve Hilton opened his The Next Revolution program by urging elected officials to take the distrust from tens of millions of Americans regarding the 2020 presidential election seriously. Hilton said lack of government action on this election would result in the public's erosion of trust in the 2020 election. Transcript as follows. Hilton, do the establishment think we are stupid? Don't they realize that the more they tell people to shut up and move on over the election of a Biden corruption, the more suspicious people get? Begin video clip. Alex Marquardt, CNN senior national security correspondent. There is no evidence of any sort of impropriety whether it comes to Hunter Biden's role in China on that company or in Ukraine with that energy company, Burisma. Brooke Baldwin, CNN host, none, zero, zilch, nada, nil. Nothing. No evidence of widespread voter fraud. Rep. Adam Schiff, DCA, it's staggering that a sitting president of the United States would try to overturn the results of a perfectly fair and well-executed election. Unidentified female, Hunter Biden, there is no evidence that he's done anything wrong. Unidentified female, important to underscore. End video clip. Hilton, oh, yes. Important to underscore, Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. The election was perfect. What rubbish. Nothing that has happened since the election changes what happened before the election. The Democrats made massive late changes to the voting system, not to fight the virus, but to boost their vote. It was all in Pelosi's notorious H.R.1, the first bill she introduced after winning the House in the midterms. Mass mail-in voting, weakened security, the Banana Republic atrocity of ballot harvesting, all of it pushed by Pelosi before anyone had heard of the virus. Then, because they couldn't make these changes the proper way through state legislatures, they did it unconstitutionally. We were warned about it over and over again, not least by the Wall Street Journal right there. We were warned that changes like this would lead to more fraud and more error, not least by the Democrats' own elder statesman, Jimmy Carter, and the warnings were especially stark in the event of a close election. Well, the election was close, 43,000 votes in three states, and according to Andy McCarthy in the National Review, you can take 10,000 off that because the Wisconsin margin was half as much as reported. So 30,000 votes in a country of over 300 million. The elites keep pointing to lost court cases as proof the election was perfect. Bill Barr said there was no widespread fraud before he even looked. Chris Krebs, the cyber guy, keeps saying it was the safest election ever. But that's like the security guard at the hospital telling you how great the brain surgeon is. The constitutionality of electoral changes, the validity of ballot harvesting, the merits of signature matching, none of that has got anything to do with Chris Krebs. His job was running the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in DHS. And oh, on his watch, we had the biggest ever cybersecurity attack and the worst ever assault on our infrastructure security. So frankly, I don't think we need to hear from Chris Krebs on the election or anything else. The election problems were systemic. Changing voting deadlines at the last minute shouldn't be allowed, but it was. Ballot harvesting shouldn't be allowed, but it was. Mass mail-in voting when you have voter rolls plagued with errors and weakened security requirements shouldn't be allowed, but it was. The establishment seemed to think they can just bulldozer their way through the objections and the legitimate questions. Shut up and move on. No. This is our election system, not any old policy argument. Tens of millions of Americans think the election was rigged, stolen, and illegitimate. They're not going to move on unless you take their concerns seriously. By dismissing the concerns, the idiots in the establishment are making people more skeptical of the election outcome, not less. It's gone up to 83% of Republicans saying they don't believe Biden won, 83%. The elites have learned absolutely nothing from the success of Donald Trump. There is a reason this show is called The Next Revolution. Americans have had enough of being pushed around, patronized and lied to like this. Begin video clip. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, the president-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He has devoted himself to public service for many years. End video clip. Hilton, what? Let's translate that swamp speak for you. Biden's public service was devoted to doing the bidding of his donors and enriching himself and his family by cashing in on his public role. Trust me, Mitch McConnell knows all about that. No wonder he is trying to launder Biden's career of corruption. What about Bill Barr? We learned that he personally intervened to cover up Joe Biden's corruption before the election. To the extent Biden could mumble anything coherent at all from his basement, character and integrity was his main election argument. Yet we now know that his family was under federal investigation for corrupt deals that Joe Biden himself was involved with. This was central to the election, not some random piece of gossip. It was vital information for the voters, yet Barr kept it secret. Here is a description of why Barr gave special counsel status to the Durham investigation. Quote, "Those at the uppermost levels of the government abused their power to intervene in a U.S. election. How does that not apply to Barr himself? His intervention in the 2020 election was as bad as anything by Comey in the 2016 election. And the fact that Barr has done some good things does not in any way excuse it." So here we are, what a complete mess the establishment has made of things. And here's what we do. We keep up the fight for election integrity. For 4 years they fought to overturn the 2016 election, and that was top-down nonsense pushed by an elitist establishment. This is a people's protest against the establishment, and it's only going to get stronger. We keep up the fight over Biden corruption. No, this is not the Hunter Biden scandal, it is the Joe Biden corruption scandal. We keep up the fight because this story reveals the sickness at the heart of our system in two rotten ways. It reveals how our establishment has been systemically compromised by China, and it reveals how Washington has been systemically corrupted by influence peddling and cash for access. So we need to blow this thing sky high, not just a special counsel with a wide-ranging and open brief to investigate China's infiltration of our political system. Of course, we need that right now. But beyond that, we need Watergate-style Senate hearings to expose the corrupt workings of the swamp and lay the groundwork for serious anti-corruption reforms. We need to destroy the establishment before the establishment destroys America. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.